6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Another palindrome time. However, that is not the correct time. The actual time is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the dubious goals committee. That's right, it's that time again. What else can I say? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. It's so good. What are we drinking today? Well, once again, we're on the Dahong Pao. You know how much I love to drink Dahong Pao. And as much as I'd love to sit around here and tell you all about how I love to drink Dahong Pao, we've got a lot of stuff we need to get to today. So let's start grabbing some of this gear so that we can go upstairs. Alright, so where are we? Yes, okay. Talking about the looper pedal once again today. I did do a little bit of experimentation with the looper and some of its related hardware, meaning the Kitty computer. So, our quick recap. Yesterday's listeners will remember that we managed to put a small drum loop into the looper. I found a drum loop online and I downloaded it and I changed the name and I managed to dump it into the looper using my cat's new computer, which is a computer that I refuse to use because it is Windows and it is junk. It is utter crap, but at least we can use it for this one thing. Now, the problem that we had with the looper yesterday was that the loop was just too short. The loop was only one bar. So there's not a lot I can do with just one bar of drum loop. And in case you don't remember, this is what the drum loop sounds like. And we're back to the beginning. Two, three, four, wait, one. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. That's all we got. That's all we got. And, you know, that's fine for just practicing, but not going anywhere. But I can't add anything to that. Since it's only one bar, it's not like I can add a bass line to follow along or do anything like that. So I went back to my cat's computer and I started poking around, and this took a while and it was a real pain. But I did actually manage to find a built-in wave editing program. Guess what it was called? Wave Editor. Yeah, real clever name. Good job, Windows. But so what I managed to do was copy that loop 12 times. And so now we have this. Yeah, that's normally where the loop would have started over, but no, it's still going. And there's no way for you to know this. I could just be playing the same loop and you would think, oh yeah, he fixed it. I have no way of proving this to you. If this was a TV show, you would be able to see that the looper has a much longer loop in it. And you would say, yeah, Tobe, you did it. So basically, I set this loop up to be 12 bars long. And we're not all the way through it yet. We're not even close. But then I discovered something else on my looper. I can just switch loops on the fly. It'll switch loops after the loop finishes. So I thought, oh, this is an interesting feature. And you might recognize that that is a different loop. I pulled down another loop. I stretched it out. That's another 12 bar long loop. So, yay, now we have that. Just in case I want to practice that. Is the guitar plugged in? The guitar is plugged in. Let's mute that. And I forgot the slide. Where's the slide? Yeah, over here. Okay, got slide, have gun will travel, etc. All right, so after I downloaded those two short loops, drum loops, and then stretched them out and dumped them into the looper, I thought, well, why am I doing this? Why am I doing all this extra work when maybe I could just find some whole loops? And I looked for whole loops for a long time and found nothing. Then I thought, well, why am I bothering even doing this? I could just put a backing track. I could just put a simple backing track, drums and bass, into the looper. And it wouldn't necessarily have to be a perfect loop. It could just, you know, be a whole song that I could just practice to from time to time. And so I did find something. Oh, and they tried to be tricky. They said, oh, yeah, look at all this free stuff we have. And then when you finally get to the page where you can download it, it says you can buy a temporary membership for $2.60 and you can download it and do this, that, and the other thing. But the website wasn't that bright. They didn't really secure anything, so I had to plug in an extra box. I had to press two or three extra buttons, but I did manage to get this into my looper. Ooh, drums, yeah. Snapping. Ooh, yeah, bass line. Everybody likes the bass line. And so once you have the bass line and some drums, now you can play some guitar. Do I have anything for you this morning? I don't know. Let's find out. Thank you.
and out loops over.
And that's pretty much it. We just went through the song twice. It's basically 3.5 minutes long. It is working wonders for me. It's helping me practice. It's helping me try to stay on beat. And it is also helping me to hit the right notes, because intonation is important. And so basically, that's where we are with the looper. That's the current status. And we're going to stop looping today because I've got some other stuff that we need to get to, some other important things. I received another box in the mail today. I didn't order anything, but I was kind of expecting this box to arrive because I was told that it was going to arrive. So it did not come as a complete surprise. And as we come down here into the other room, here it is. Look at this box. Isn't it lovely? This is a very nice sort of standard 16 by 8 by 4 cardboard box made by Uline. And oh boy, are we going to get it now. Is this a greasy mess?
I get it now. What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Oh,
our mom just drove up.
Give me something.
fast.
Slap, slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 Special Grease Dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Yes, it does.
Hey, that's...
That's so shiny. Don't we just love shiny things? Yes, we do. All right, I've got the box in front of me, and we're going to have to open it with some judicious use of knife. So we'll get the slidey knife out. Oh, and by the way, for my American idiocy impaired friends in Europe, this box has a dimension of, let's see, 37 centimeters by 20 centimeters by, 12 centimeters deep. And it's covered in tape, and it has a label. Oh, and the package inspector has arrived. Yes, Pippa, the kitty package postal inspector, has arrived. Better smell that box. Oh, what does it smell like? Oh, it smells like cardboard. And it has a label. It is addressed to me, Tobe, at my address, at my questionable city. And the only reason it's questionable is because it sounds like a question. Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Sodane. So, this is also from somebody. But I'm not going to say who it's from in case it's supposed to be a secret. Because this is some secret hacker stuff that's going down. And look what they used to print the label. A Pitney Bowes. A Pitney Bowes mail meter. Pitney. Alright, so I'm cutting the tape on the sides. And I actually know what's in this box. And I'm cutting the tape along the top. And closing the knife, open the box. Woohoo! We got some stuff in here. We got a load of stuff in here. Okay, we got bubble wrap. And that's clipping. Even though I'm not holding it anywhere near the microphone. Anyway, we look like there's boxes in here. Okay, yes, there's a box. And here's a box. There's two littler boxes inside the big box. Pippa has returned because she hears the crackling plastic of the bubble wrap and is now curious in the box. So I'm going to push the box away over there. Yes, oh, and she goes running over to see the box. What's going to happen? The front legs are in the box. Are we going to get all the legs in the box with all that bubble wrap? I think a kitty can fit in there if you try hard. Somebody I don't think is trying very hard. Yeah, she's got her front legs in the box, and she's sniffing around in the bottom of the box, investigating the box, having a fun time with the box because, well, come on. Let's face it, that is just what cats do. You can't give them a box. I mean, they'll just go crazy. It's almost as good as a paper bag. So, yeah, Pippa seems to be... All right, yeah, she's just going to check out the edge of the box. Now, let's see what's in these other boxes that I have. I got two g-boxes. What is in this box is interesting. Yes.
Banana, no, no.
Is there a banana in here?
Banana, no.
Oh, it's a banana. Is there a banana nut in this box? Oh, Blenda.
Banana, no, no.
Oh, is this Blenda in the box? How do I open the box? I am confused. Do I have to push from the ends? I see. It's got a flap, and it's got one of those hidden magnets. And aren't we tricky? We have hidden magnets in the box. Yeah, that's not that cool. All right, so there's a piece of paper on the box, in the box, and there's a piece of hardware in the box. The box says, I don't know, some kind of logo on it. And there's some kind of ports on it. Yeah, looks like it's got LEDs on it. Is there anything underneath here that I need to be looking at? Oh, yeah, there's more stuff in here. Oh, there's a power supply. Hooray! And there's a cable of some kind. It looks like an RJ14 cable. Now maybe it's an Ethernet cable. And there's something else in here. Oh, it must be some kind of stand or base for this secret box. Dun, dun, dun. It's got secret stuff in it. Oops, I'm not putting it back in the box the correct way. Then you put the foam in, then you put this thing in, and then there's this squiggly bit that I don't care about. Having another sinusy day today. And this is some kind of magic phone box. Oh yeah, I like phone stuff. And it has a piece of paper that says this kit should include this thing, that thing, power adapter, a blue Ethernet cable, and a box, and a box, and here's some steps to dial some things, and plug your stuff in, and oh goody, I get to do some hardware hacking and some interfacing later. If there's one thing I do love, it's to hack and to interface. And I will hack and I will interface just about anything. Okay, so I'm going to put this aside for a second and check out this other box, which is hard to open. What's in here?
Banana-na-na.
It's a banana-na.
Banana-na.
Oh, banana-na-na-na-na. Banana-na-na-na-na-na. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. There's another piece of hardware in this other box. Look how tricky this box is, too. Here's a little board. It's got numbers on it, and the number 4 and the letter B are on it, and I'm pretty excited about that. And then, oh, look, an actual manual. How very convenient. And then some other packing material. Oh, and a power supply. I love a power supply. Oh, and it even comes with a custom box. Nice. And it even comes with a heat sinky thing. And wow, look at all this fun I can have. And is this a little tool? Did they include a tiny little screwdriver for me? Oh, it's so kawaii. Oh, kawaii this. Oh, look how kawaii this screwdriver is. Look at this box. I didn't know I was getting a box with it. Cool. All right, so I've got to hack some more hardware. It's going to be hack week. I don't know when I'm going to get around to this, but it will happen sometime soon. I got some hardwares. I'm pretty happy about it, but now I got to plug it all in and do stuff. First of all, I got to find a place to put this stuff. Where am I going to put it? My office is too full. I'm going to have to set up some kind of other place or thing where I can put up some kind of extra shelf and tables for more computer hardware and stuff.
God's gifts of unbalding ways.
Yeah.
With those ways, you will follow the path to the pass of the
Oh, here comes Blenda. Oh,
Blenda.
Oh, look, and she's got a tray full of hamburgers.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know?
The guy.
The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it.
You can do it, Brenda. Get those hamburgers.
Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Very critical, very critical. Hamburgers should be high. But right now I feel like squeezing some music in. I gotta hear this Lightning Hopkins. And I think you need to hear some Lightning Hopkins too. Maybe it'll start. This is why digital stuff sucks, because you can press start and nothing happens for 30 seconds. Here we go.
This morning. I woke up this morning. Yes, poor lightning, show us, please. Whoa, I woke up this morning. Yes, poor lightning, show us, please. Whoa, I heard somebody calling. That was my little girl calling me. She called kind of lonesome, she said. Darling, do you know something keeps on worrying me? Whoa, Lord have mercy. Yeah, something keeps on worrying me. Somewhere, but I'm about to wonder where can you be? And I broke down and I cried a little while. I
Starts to fade out because we're running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day, but I gotta go. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.